It's a cloudy, rainy Monday afternoon, and for Addie and I, this calls for one thing.
The perfect romance novel. We were on the hunt, and it led us to a true Husky landmark, the UW Bookstore.
We're now at the bookstore on the Ave, the UW Bookstore, and again, we're looking for a very specific Mrs. Colleen Hoover.
We started walking around the bookstore looking like two complete lovesick idiots. Naturally, we got distracted and got caught up in the book covers.
Right now, it seems like all of the romance fiction has these like Canva basic covers where the font is like right there and there's like a little doodle of like a girl and a guy doing something. Why is that?
Yeah. But then we found it. And by it, we mean her. Oh my god. There's a whole wall dedicated to her. Okay, we've got...
It takes up two whole...
Things. All You're Perfect, and we've got Maybe Someday, and we have November 9, and we have Ugly Love, and we have a whole section dedicated just to this girl.
We had to find out more, so we pulled aside Milo, the university bookstore events coordinator, who just so happened to be an expert on romance.
Romance novels have been selling like hotcakes. I'm not sure if it's like kind of an uncertain world pulls people to like the lantern
escapism.
Of like something kind of nice, but especially we get a ton with Julia Quinn, of course, we're her home bookstore, and with Bridgerton taking off on Netflix, that's been humongous, and then Colleen Hoover, of course,
has been
really big as well. But something we're also seeing is like a lot of queer romance as well, really taking off.
Good, yes. Everything is so hetero. Like,
I know. Like, check this out. I'm holding Allie Hazelwood's Love on the Brain right now. She's been a big seller as well, but it's great to see like more variety hitting shelves. And so far as diversity with gender, diversity racially, like there's some really good stuff coming out, and
yeah,
it's exciting. Romance is an unkillable genre because who doesn't love love?
Yeah, so true.
But lately, I think book talk plays a big part of it, because like it's a lot of authors that like Colleen Hoover, for instance, like took off on book talk and now are prolific.
Yeah.
So we all know these books are popular, and we now know that the university bookstore sells a lot of them. But why? Is it the escapism?
The tropes?
The writing?
The terrible covers?
Or perhaps is it that reading these romance novels helps make our love lives a little less complicated? Stay with us and find out.
Hi everyone, my name is Addie.
And I'm Shira.
And you're listening to
It's Complicated, the podcast. You may have heard of us before. We used to have a column in the opinion section, but now we've become travel-sized for your hot girl walks and when you need some advice on the go.
And if you're new here, It's Complicated is a space where we talk about everything surrounding love, dating, relationships, friendships, and most importantly, love for yourself, because as we know,
it's complicated.
It's news to nobody that I am a hopeless romantic, so naturally, I am an avid reader. Things in my actual love life never really go to plan, so I like to dive into a world where people who despise each other end up falling in love, where meet-cutes and whirlwind romances exist, where against the odds, they make it through, because it's all just so much more romantic than the modern dating world of, like, meet, ghost, repeat.
So true. And unfortunately, I'm also a hopeless romantic.
Kind of our brand, honestly.
And another sucker for those friendships turned relationships that are drawn out across seasons or chapters for no clear or good reason ever. And I can lie and say that I watch Gilmore Girls because it's funny or because of the mother-daughter aspect, but really I end up rewatching the same 5 episodes just to see Jess writing and like low-key ruining Rory's books.
And we're not alone in this. Right now, book talk is sweeping the nation, summoning all of the lovesick 20-year-olds into this form of escapism that we're going to talk about today. And that is the world of romantic tropes. Now, if you're thinking, Addie, I haven't picked up a book since To Kill a Mockingbird in my sophomore English class, don't you worry, friends. Tropes exist just about everywhere in media, from TV shows to movies, even your favorite celebrities like Tom Holland and Zendaya. Friends to lovers. So, what is a trope? A trope is these little sneaky little tools that authors use to get you absolutely hooked on this world that they're developing. They may be seen as cliche or obvious, but within the first couple of chapters, you get a really clear idea and a recognizable starting point to what kind of romance you're about to fall into. They're aimed to reflect universal experiences and archetypes, and tropes give us the characters that we love to hate and hate to love in a relatable way. After all, I mean, who hasn't fallen in love with a stranger on an elevator who turned out to be a secret billionaire? So relatable.
So it happened to me yesterday, actually. Story time. Today we brought in a UW student, Dee, who has logged 97 books on Goodreads this year, and they're all romance novels.
Thank you so much for coming today, Dee. 97 books. That is incredible. I am in awe.
Yeah, there was a lot of skipping studying just to read, because honestly, that's way better than, you know, poring over OChem notes.
So true, so true. So my first question for you is, what makes these romance books so addicting and easy to digest? It's like we're reading like War and Peace over here. Like, reading a romance novel is so rewarding, and like you just want to do one more chapter.
Yeah, I don't know what type of crack authors are putting in these books. I would say you know what's going to happen. You know you're going to get a happy ending. It's not like The Little Life where you get utterly destroyed. You know it's going to be a happy ending, and sometimes you just need happy endings, you know? In reality, there's so much unknown, so just having that constant, it's just comforting.
So, speaking of tropes, Adi mentioned them earlier, and she gave us a great definition, but we want to know, what is your favorite trope and why?
So, I just want to point out, I've actually never heard of the word tropes before, probably my high school senior year English class. And even when I heard the word trope, I was like, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I actually heard it through book talk that I was like, oh, that makes sense. Like, what they're talking about. Why didn't they just relate it to that in the first place? I have a little toxic side, and my favorite tropes are majority enemies to lovers. I also don't mind some, like, mafia business.
Yes.
Yeah, like, violence, blood, like, I will tear down the world for you vibes. I'm all for that.
Yes. Let's talk about tropes for a second. So we've got friends to lovers. We've got enemies to lovers. We've got forbidden love, which is always...
I feel like mafia goes into that.
Yeah.
Like, forbidden.
I agree.
My dad is, like, running this mob, but also I'm in love with you.
So true. And then we've got the fake relationship bit, where it's like, we'll fake date, and then, you know, you end up falling in love. The stuck together bit.
Only one bed.
Yes, the only one bed trope. Honestly, so cheesy, we'll fall for it every single time. No. The secret identity trope, where you're actually a billionaire, or like royalty.
Best way to start relationship is by lying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So true, so true. Then the family love triangle. I know, Shira, you have some thoughts on this one, where you're picking between the two brothers.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, but if I hear that any book has a love triangle in it, I can't do it. I need the easy route. I know.
Yes.
I, like, it's gonna, especially if they're related. Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
Like in that one book that just got turned into a miniseries, The Summer I Turned Pretty, where she's trying to decide between the two brothers. I'm like, keep it out of the family. Yeah. I don't know. It's just a bit much for me. And then we've got the office romance, or like the competition romance. I know that's what she was favorite. I love that. There's this girl on TikTok, and she does rom-com skits. I don't know if you guys have seen her. She does this office romance one. I need to find her at. It's so good. She just captures it perfectly. Like the guy who's always eating, like, a banana, and he's the boss. And she comes in and, like, tries to save the company, but he's trying to sell it. I fall for it every time.
Always drama.
And then one of my favorite tropes, the hookup to love.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's friends with benefits to lovers.
No strings.
I was going to say that. Yeah, no strings, no attachments. Actually, I'll make an exception for you kind
of
thing.
Yes, totally. Like, I only have eyes for you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My favorite trope is definitely the office romance one. Shout out to New Girl. But Ryan and Jess, they are also endgame for me. I hope that people that are listening will continue to listen.
You're
going to get some hate. But I love, like, the we work together, so it's kind of forbidden love, like, we can't be together, but also, like, we share, like, very similar interests, like, when it comes to careers, and then we kind of are, like, stuck together. I guess it's a mesh of all kinds of tropes.
That's true. Tropes mixing and matching and stuff. What's your least favorite trope?
When there's a really large age gap, and they've known each other since they were, like, kids.
Ooh.
That's just a little weird to me, because,
that's
like,
grooming
she was
vibes.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like, she was really young, like, a baby, while he was 15, 16, and then they, like, knew each other as kids, and then they grow up, and they're like, oh, I have feelings for you, and it's a little weird to
me. Low-key, like, in Twilight, when Jacob and Prince on Nesme,
we all got that weird vibe from that.
It's just a little fishy.
Yeah.
Something just isn't adding up. I think one of my least favorite tropes is accidental pregnancy. I hate it.
Happens in the very, very end, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, it's just, now you're forced to have a family, but are you really? And you don't even like each other. What is this poor kid gonna do? It's so messy. I can't do it. So how do you think tropes kind of manifest themselves in the real world. Do you notice that being an avid romance reader yourself, you look for these tropes in people? Like, you look for that kind of, like, bad boy. Like,
oh my god, I'm looking. I'm still looking. The expectation these books have put on me is so high that I don't think I could just go to an average man and just see that, because unfortunately, I mean, when you think about it, romance is like one of the number one categories in the United States of books, and men still clown on us for like loving them. We're literally giving you the blueprint right here. Just read the book and follow along.
It's an instruction manual.
Yeah, exactly. It would be nice to like find someone who only eyes for you, but it's almost like you have to realize that some of the tropes are really toxic, and maybe that's just best for like fantasy land, mm-hmm. not for real life.
That's so true. I think a lot of these have an anxious attachment style kind of linked with them, like enemies to lovers. You hate me and that's like making me want you to want me more kind of thing. It gets murky.
Like, don't you want them to like you? Isn't that like the whole point? So you said some people like to clown on this genre. How would you respond to the hate? Like, people are saying this is dumb, or it's not worth reading, it's not real literature.
Well, I would just call them dumb, first of all. I know when I'm reading these books, I'm not reading it to increase my intellectual level. I'm not reading it to analyze the text. I'm reading it because I really enjoy it. And I think it's okay to have something you enjoy. Like, you might play video games, you might watch your favorite Netflix show just to relax. And my version of relaxing is reading these books. And I think we all have different hobbies, but I don't think we should make fun of other people just because they do that. And I would like to say that I was very embarrassed with romance books when I first started reading them, like just the true, true romance books. I refused to get the covers that like had the shirtless men on them. I always got the cutesy little ones. Mm-hmm. But then at some point I was just like, wait, who cares, you know? And I started putting all those books in my Goodreads for everyone to see, because I was like, I'm gonna get my Goodreads goal. I'm not gonna let anyone ruin it and clown on me for it.
And 97, it looks like you've totally accomplished that for sure. I think there's really no difference, like you said, than like binging a season of The Bachelor than reading a romance book in a couple of nights. That's like one of my bad things, is I'll get started and I cannot stop. It's always like one more chapter, and then it's 3 a.m. and you're like falling asleep, like dreaming of your fantasy man. That's kind of my favorite part, though. Right after you finish a romance book and you still have like hope for the world. Yeah. That's the best feeling.
So true.
So do you think these romance novels has like affected how you see romance? We kind of talked a little bit about how you're looking for these tropes. How far are these expectations? Like, how did it change your expectations for relationships?
Disclaimer, I have never been on a date, and I'm also a virgin. So it's like, I have very high expectations and no one has met it. So I don't have any real life experience, unfortunately, because of those high expectations. And I think like that's the little like dangerous part about it, that, you know, it's not real, and you just have to find a way to separate it from real life and fantasy world. But you know what? Right now I'm currently not looking for a relationship, and if my needs are fulfilled through books, I think I'm fine right now.
That's honestly so true. And it is. Like, your expectations are your expectations.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can change those except for yourself. We've talked about these are kind of maybe the blueprint, not the toxic parts, but like it shows how a woman can be treated or how a man can be treated.
What's your thoughts on romance novels that were written by men? Have you read one ever?
I have read one accidentally. When I start a book, I always try to finish it because I cannot live things unfinished. But that was a book I did not finish because it was just so icky. That's like the way to describe it. The way they describe woman, I was like, why are we using all? I want to see the man. Like, what is this?
It's always like supple. And like,
exactly. And they're always focused on like the breasts too. And I'm like, okay, guys. Move on.
Well, it kind of makes me think that men have these own tropes, like the manic pixie dream girl, Ramona Flowers. We're talking like any John Green book ever.
But it's just that for men, those tropes, like we already know those tropes because they've told us very loudly what they want in women. And it's just like we're finally being like, okay, well, this is what we want, and we get clowned on for it.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And I think that the way that these men are portrayed in these romance novels is really nothing crazy.
It's not crazy.
There's like three aspects. There's like the emotional intelligence aspect. There is the like able to set boundaries and respect boundaries aspect. And there's the romantic aspect. Yeah. And it's like, really, is that asking for too much? Is that really so out of the blue that you're going to clown on me for reading this book right now when I'm just reading about like a decent man.
Yeah. And I think with any book, if you just like cut out the plot lines and you just see the response between the two love interests, like that's all you need. You don't need to like a whole mafia mystery deal. You just have to see how the man interacts with the woman. And that's just also kind of just giving you that blueprint.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of your favorite romance novels or authors or things that you've read recently?
I might butcher her last name, but Anna Huang, mm-hmm. She is so good. She just released a new book like last week, and I'm saving it. It's in my Kindle Unlimited, downloaded, ready to go, but I have a midterm on Friday, and I'm not starting any books until I can finish that. And I think the best like introductory romance books, I would say anything by Rainbow Rowell.
Yes.
She is so
fangirl,
good.
Fangirl.
Yeah. And I think if you're, like, not really into wanting to read, like, smutty scenes and stuff like that, like, those are a lot of, like, fade to black scenes, and it's mostly just, like, the emotional connection that those books show.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say Anna Wong, if you really want that, you know, spicy five chili peppers type of heat, you should go there.
That's like a scale, right? On Goodreads.
Yeah, it is a scale. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So where is your spicy level at, like when you read?
I would say anywhere from a 3 to a 5.
Okay.
Some of the 5 levels are weird. I don't like any like knife play or like anything that's too on the violent side. I'm not really into it. But like I'm good with like tying up and that kind of stuff. You know? Like I'm gonna be honest. It's just I would say like a safe way to explore like what you're into without like having doing it. Yeah.
That's so interesting. I think that fan fiction also plays a big factor in that
too. Oh,
yeah.
That's like everyone's starting point.
Yeah. It's like the gateway drug. Yeah. You start at fan fiction and then you go to romance novels, or maybe you go romance novels and then you kind of turn to fan fiction and kind of expand these stories.
I was a Wattpad girly.
Yes. I love that for you. Yeah. Did you write anything at all or just read?
Oh my God. I did write a story. It was a spy love story. I had it on Wattpad for 2 days and immediately took it down because I was like, wait, this is embarrassing.
Someone I know is going to see this.
Exactly. I had it saved on my old computer. I'm really sad I never saved it on my new computer because I would really like to just go back and
I would love
that.
For you to read a few lines right now.
Oh my God, right? If I had it right now, it'd be print. I'd be sending it to a publisher. Yeah. I was the first one on this train.
That is the market right now, seriously.
No, spy lovers. I don't think there's anything out there right now with that. So
good.
Yeah, we even just went to the UW bookstore and we were looking at just the romance and it is all Colleen Hoover. So what are your thoughts on Colleen Hoover? I've heard you may not be a fan.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I know a lot of people like Colleen Hoover. It's just for me, I'm not into it. It's messy in the ways that I don't like it. You know, like I like messy as in like there's drama, like, oh my God, he's a billionaire and he thinks I'm mooching off of him, or oh, his family thinks I'm a gold digger. I like that kind of drama, you know, but I don't like the like heavy emotional, I was dating my stepsister before the parents got married to make her my stepsister, but then she died, and
literally,
now I'm
the plot
sad.
Of Ugly Love. No.
That's the one Colleen Hoover book I read, and I was like, this is not for me.
I read that
weird.
Last night.
Yeah. Fun fact. Anytime you need to like look at your family tree and see if you may be related to them, the reddest flag of all time.
If there's any crossing over.
So strange. I wonder why people like that one, because I've seen a lot of...
Well, I'm going to defend Ugly Love for a second.
Okay, I want to hear it.
To be fair, they met before their parents...
That's true.
...came out as dating.
But they still...
They continued.
They continued. And then she got pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they died.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Who died?
The baby.
And the...
In a car accident. No, she survived.
Oh, yeah, she survived.
And
she
had her own little family.
Yeah, she moved on and everything. And he's like what do they call him? The guys who drive the planes?
A pilot.
Yes. He's like a pilot now, and his new love interest just hook up whenever he's here. They're like, no strings attached.
Yes.
But like,
they're
very much strings.
Friends with benefits to lovers trope, which is why I was like,
but he was
up.
Staying, isn't it like her brother like staying with him? So there was like,
they were
hiding
like
it from her.
And she lives with her brother.
It was a lot.
It's this whole thing.
It's a lot.
Honestly, kind of loved it though. I finished it in 2 days.
Of course.
I was prepping for this podcast. I was like, you know, I need to get my head in the right space to talk about romance. I'm reading Ugly Love.
That's so fair. To prep, I'm reading Nora Ephron's biography, basically. But hear me out. I feel like her movies are basically like romance novels, but it's a movie.
That's so fair.
I think most of them are friends to lovers, and it's very cliche and very simple to follow. But I like the movie versions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my favorite friends to lovers trope of all time is When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah. Okay. See, Nora Ephron. She's our girl.
Yes. Nora Ephron is just, she's the blueprint, honestly. I know. I think that it started off like 90s rom-coms, and now the new wave of romance is really appearing in these novels.
Yeah.
I think it's so true.
With Book Talk.
Book Talk is sweeping the nation.
Yeah. So popular. And then everyone's getting these recommendations, and they go to the bookstore and whatever, and then romance sales, boom.
Yeah. Yes. If you see my camera roll right now, it's just a bunch of screenshots of TikTok of different books I will see on BookTok that they're recommending.
No, I'll be at the bookstore, and I'll be, like, kind of looking, browsing. I'll just open TikTok and type in, like, BookTok. And boom, yeah. There's 10 recommendations.
Yeah. I mean, now they have the BookTok tables. Like, you go to Barnes & Noble, they're like, these are on BookTok.
And they've got the spicy talk tables that I kind of avoid. I'm like, I kind of walk on by those. So interesting. I love that this form of social media is just really kind of bringing a community together of a bunch of readers. It's like book club, but online and very low stakes. And you can just kind of comment your opinions and see, you know, who's the new hottest author this week and things like that. It's really fun. I like book talk.
No, yeah. I think it literally made books like more cool to read. Like more popular, more cool. We see everyone reading them now.
Yeah, I'm less embarrassed just like to bring them out in public. Like when I'm like, sitting by the pool, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna read my Colleen Hoover and I'm gonna like it.
No, I'll for real be on an airplane, middle seat, two people next to me reading like the spiciest scene, being like, I'm minding my own business. You guys should be minding your own business.
Exactly. There's something liberating about the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that is our talk about tropes and all of our favorite tropes, tropes we hate, tropes we love.
Basically, the conclusion is pick up that romance novel. That's what Deeds told us to do. And that's what I'm taking away from all this.
Even if you have an aversion, if you're like lost in love right now, just pick a trope and be it. Manifest it. It's the blueprint. It's the instruction of what a lot of people want to look for in a romance today.
Exactly. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast. It was a blast to interview you.
You are the expert. 97, is that the number?
And the year's not even over.
Yeah. Got a couple more months.
You got to make it to 100, and you got to call us when you do.
Yeah.
Yes. I need to follow you on Goodreads because I'm sure you have, like, the actual best recommendations.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to It's Complicated, the podcast. Please stick around because we'll be here every other Friday giving you advice on love, dating, relationships, friendships, and most importantly, love for yourself so that everything can be a little less complicated.
So follow us on Instagram at It's Complicated, the pod. Follow us on Spotify and follow us to the bookstore because we have all the romance recs for you.
So teaser for next episode,
think
meditation and think wellness. See you next time.
Thanks, guys. See ya.